You're listening to WXPR News. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Milwaukee City Councilwoman Shantia Lewis has announced she's running for the U.S. Senate. She's the 9th Democrat to enter the race for the seat currently held by Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Lewis announced her candidacy today, a day after Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes joined the race. Both Lewis and Barnes are seeking to become the first Black American to serve in the Senate from Wisconsin. Johnson has not said yet whether he will seek a third term next year. Lewis was elected to the Milwaukee City Council in 2016. Timber harvesters and haulers will finally have access to $200 million in COVID relief funding. WXPR's Katie Thorison explains what the holdup was on the funding and how loggers can get access to it.
The timber industry was having issues before the COVID-19 pandemic. Tariffs from China were putting a strain on the industry. Then the pandemic hit and mills slowed production or closed altogether. While lumber prices shot up during the height of the pandemic, timber harvesters and haulers weren't benefiting from it. It's that accumulation that makes the relief funding for those harvesters and haulers so critical, according to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
We've seen this hit especially hard in Wisconsin's Northwoods and in central Wisconsin. But really, it's impacting the forest products industry across our state and across the nation. We know that loggers and haulers are a key part of our forest products industry. They are essential to the thousands of jobs dependent on the fiber they deliver to our mills, both in Wisconsin and throughout the nation.
After relief for loggers was left out of the CARES Act, the first federal pandemic relief package, the Emergency Coronavirus Relief Act of 2020 was passed in December. That designated $200 million to the USDA specifically for timber harvesters and haulers. More than 6 months later, and loggers are just able to start applying for it tomorrow. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the delay was mostly due to the administration change and all the other pandemic-related funding the USDA is working to get out.
Basically processing these programs. It isn't just the USDA that has to sign off on this. Before we can announce, before we can expend resources, we have to get the approval of the Office of Management and Budget. They obviously have a relatively small staff at the OMB, which not only deals with our work, but the work of every other federal agency. So it takes a little bit of time.
The sign-up process begins tomorrow. Those in the timber industry can apply through their local USDA office. Secretary Vilsack says payments will go out on a rolling basis in a two-payment system. As people are verified, they'll get an initial $2,000. With the funding that remains after that, loggers could get up to $125,000 based on their losses in the last year and how much money is available. The deadline to apply by is October 15th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Tomahawk School District is joining a national lawsuit against e-cigarette companies. School officials say they're concerned about their students vaping. They hope to bring awareness to the health issue associated with nicotine use in children. Terry Reynolds is the Tomahawk School District superintendent.
I know our principals, they've had an increase in incidents where students have had to be disciplined with vaping devices in school, and certainly it is something that we're concerned about.
If the district wins, it would receive money aimed at ending vaping. Audio from this story is from WAOW. The Oneida County Health Department has worked endlessly with schools, businesses, and community partners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. This month, they were recognized for that effort. We spoke with the department's director about receiving the Wisconsin Technical College System's Future Maker Partner Award. The Wisconsin Technical College System recognizes an organization each year for its collaboration with a college. This year, that distinction went to the Oneida County Health Department.
Just established some really, really good open communication.
That's Linda Conlin, the director of the Oneida County Health Department. She says the department has worked with Nicolet College for a long time.
For many years.
But last year, that partnership grew as the two organizations collaborated to provide up-to-date information about the virus and to distribute COVID tests and vaccines.
It's a good example of how public health works with others in the community to bring forth public health initiative.
Conlon says after a year of long days, she and her staff were honored to receive the Future Maker Partner Award. Erin Gottsacker, WXPR News.